Blog Talk Radio.
Big Red. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Yes, you can hear me, Brother B?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you, Big Red. What up, y'all? Sorry for the technical difficulties. This is another episode of The Menu. Welcome, welcome, welcome all. This is Brother B and Big Red in the house. And,
yes, sir.
Yeah, we're gonna do it up tonight on the topic of hip-hop. Has it changed for the better or for worse? Guest calling numbers, 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Once again, you're rocking with The Menu. It's Brother B and Big Red. What up?
Yeah.
Hold on. What's the deal?
Same old crap, different day. You know, before we get into the topic, you know, I like to talk about the about this clown situation going on. You know, I don't like that. First of all, I mean, people don't know this, but I don't mind just, you know, putting it out there. I'm scared of clowns. Always have.
Okay.
Always have been since I was a little kid, and this is the very reason why.
Okay.
This is the very reason why, because, you know, people play too many games. You're putting clown uniform, clown suits on, and you don't know who's behind that mask. And you'll be coming in my face on my, hey, little girl, and all that stuff. I don't know. You might be a serial killer behind that. Look at John Wayne. What's that man? John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that Stephen King, he had the nerve to put that stupid movie out there, It, with that damn clown. So that made it even worse for me. Yes, I'm very upset about that.
Well, I mean, listen, I ain't mad at you. First of all, it was only a matter of time before somebody got stabbed or popped. And, of course, I think two people got shot playing that clown stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, you can play the ass if you want to, but I don't know how I feel. I've never been stabbed or shot, but I'm sure it hurts. And I'm sure a bat to the skull hurts, too. So you might want to, maybe either skip that whole costume thing, maybe leave Halloween alone, or
right.
You might want to dress like Little Bo Peep or something like that. Something a little more, you know, a little more soft. Something, you know, something that won't get you killed.
A lot of
people out here, you know, probably going to have to dress white, you know, so they won't have to worry about getting harassed or anything like that. But anyway, that was just a little slide of joke.
Yeah. I just had to put that out there because I'm just like, you know, I don't understand what, you know, what's going on with people now. It's like, why? Why you gotta do things to make life difficult for yourself at that?
Well, because some people are just dumb. They don't pay attention.
Unbelievable.
They don't really care, and they're looking for the laugh. But something aren't funny.
Yeah, they're going to get the laugh, all right. Shoot,
I
anybody else going to get the laugh.
A hospital bed or what? So, you know, I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know.
But,
what's going on with you otherwise than that?
Yeah, you know, just chilling, man. Trying to mentally sort it out, that's all. You know, it is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know.
It's our topic.
Yes, hip-hop. Has it changed for better or for worse? All right, so the floor is yours. Because, you know, I noticed on Facebook yesterday, apparently there was some hip-hop music awards, the BET awards
Yeah, the BET hip-hop awards.
A lot of people had some things. They weren't really happy. You know, any happy quotes about that. So with that being said, what's your take on the situation?
Well, I can say that hip-hop is Okay, I watched a little bit here, like certain parts I watched it. I didn't watch the whole thing because, for one thing, I stopped watching those awards shows, and I'm going to tell you how long ago this was. But when I say it, you're going to be like, damn. The last awards show that I actually sat down and watched that had to do with rap was when, what was it, the American Music Awards, and when they put Public Enemy against MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice, and MC Hammer won, I was through then. So now you know how long ago that was.
Yeah, that's a long time, though.
Yeah. I don't dabble too much in it here or there, because a lot of times it's just sometimes it's too much. And then when they had the Source Awards, and that was all craziness going on there. So last night I watched it here or there, and I don't know if it has to do with age. I don't know that. I mean, I understand music has to evolve, but it's like it's not evolving. It's not evolving to the better. It's evolving worse, or going down rather, or lack of a better word. It's just like, okay, I'm gonna put it to you like this: the young lady, what's her name? Young M.A. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I like her, and like I said. You know, it takes the female to bring hip hop back to where it was, because the dudes are not doing it. Because then you got her, and she's a hot commodity right now. Even though she's a aggressive femme, she's an aggressive female. Okay, but you know what? She's still a female,
mm-hmm.
and people like her. A lot of people like her. She's, like I said, she's a hot commodity right now, because it's a difference. Like listening to her, it's a difference from her and Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is just eye candy, because she's another one that, okay, you look at it, yeah, she's appealing to the eye, but she's not saying anything. This young lady, like I said, she's an aggressive femme, but she's
mm-hmm.
a nice looking young girl, you know, but she dresses like a dude. Okay, you know, we did that back in the 90s and stuff like that, but she's for the word that they say, she's a dyke. Okay. But she has lyrics. You can understand what she's saying. She has a flow to her. And then the fact that she's from Brooklyn, you know, a lot of people are hyping her up because of that. Also, because we needed somebody else to come, like represent Brooklyn. So
exactly.
Now, like I said, right. So then, like I said, you have her, but then later on down the line, as the show came, you know, the show was, I guess, the last couple of artists, then you got that guy, what's his name? Designer. And he's, like I said, retarded, jumping and flipping all over the stage. You can't understand a damn word that he's saying. And I'm sure he's, you know, some of the young kids understand. But this is what they have to look forward. This is what they have to look at. And it's just like, really? This is what's hot? Now, we have Busta Rhymes. You know Busta Rhymes was on that hype stuff, too, at one time. You know, all his songs was hype, but you could still understand what he was saying. He had a flow. This dude is just like he's just all over, like, just like, you can't understand anything he's saying.
Well,
so,
is he even saying anything?
I don't know, because I really don't listen to that dude. But he's another one that's a hot commodity with these young people, you know, with some of these young people. But I really haven't really, like you can only hear, like, when he does, from the songs that I have heard, you can only hear the hook part of it. Like, I think that song was a Panda or something. Oh, you hear Panda, Panda, Panda. That's what you hear? That's what you hear after that, is Panda, Panda, Panda. Who is going to listen to that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, I don't think hip hop is like I said, it's not hip hop no more. It's that, what do they call it? Trap pop or trap something, trap rap or something. I don't know. Trap music. That's what these kids are calling it now. They even changed the whole name. It's not even hip hop no more. It's trap music.
No.
I can't get with that stuff there.
I can't. Well, it's just ridiculous.
The sad part is, hip hop, the art form. You can't say I don't really call this evolution. I just feel that it's been industrialized and made some type of commodity. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no
right.
There's no authenticity to it anymore because most of the people just don't really care right now.
Right.
About what's going on with it or how it's going down. They just see it as a way to get in the door to make a little bit of bread or get some notoriety. I don't think that these cats are even trying to make sense because, you know, there are people that are giving them money, just pushing money in their face just to for the gimmick.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's just a gimmick. One thing I find so interesting about the whole music thing, from years ago to present, when it became something of value to the white man and Jew, who were running the music industry, when it became something of value to them, something that they can sell, then they became interested in it. But then again,
right.
There was an element in it that they didn't understand, whether some people want to call it Ebonics or just call it the language of the streets. Like, that was our thing. And they didn't get that. So somewhere along the line, somebody had to kind of water it down.
Right.
You know, for
right.
more people to actually get it. And I think that was the start of the demise right there because we handed over the formula. Like, we allowed our music to be infiltrated. I mean, but this has happened way before, you know, hip-hop. This is just black music in general. But hip-hop itself, you know, once the threat was taken out of it, you know what I'm saying, everything changed. Like, all
right.
this crap that these dumbasses is talking right now, like, listen, things change, times change, all this and that, it's all good. But, yo, you can't talk about going out busting ass or shooting somebody or doing whatever when you wearing tight-ass pants tighter than your girl's and you looking like the girl. Or you looking
or your album cover, you got on the dress. And a hat like Gone with the Wind or something like that. One of those rappers, and he has a album cover. And when I first started seeing it, I'm thinking it was like a picture from a magazine, because I was seeing it on Facebook and Instagram. I didn't, and a friend of mine had to point out. She said, "You know, that's his album cover." I said, "That's whose album cover?" I forgot the guy's name, but she said, that's his cover on, that's the picture that he has on his seat. I said, girl, he has on a dress and a hat, like a Gone with the Wind type of thing. She said, that's it? She said, that's him. I said, you got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. I really thought it was like a magazine, you know, like a picture of a, you know, a woman in, you know, a dress from a magazine. Says, you know what?
Well, but once again, you want to play hard. You
right.
want to talk like you want to be street. Listen, cats in the street ain't looking like. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any fad somebody tries to bring. But yo, real talk, like you can't come here with that sweet cake shit, thinking, you know what I'm saying, and then you want to talk about you want to rhyme. First of all, when it comes to the whole music thing, you have a lot. I mean, it's always existed, but I mean, I take it personal. Some people don't. Some people really don't care. But the ghostwriters. First of all, if you have to have somebody write for you, you take away the authenticity of what we do. Like I used to run. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I did music years ago. So the whole thing is you take away the authenticity of the artistry when you don't write your own work.
Right. Absolutely.
And a lot
Absolutely.
Of people seem to think that the ghostwriter, see, to me, the ghostwriter thing, it may be okay for music, like songs, singing and all that stuff. But when it comes down to hip hop, you can't talk about something that you ain't lived.
Right,
you would get smacked, or you would get checked, if you was talking about
you get checked
junk,
for it, absolutely. Yep. And that's how
but
I feel.
Nowadays,
and I'm not even.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm, and that's my thing. That's, you know, that's why, like, sometimes I get a little, like, hostile with people or certain people or like, a lot of these young people when they talk about, you know, these new people coming out because, and but the first thing they say, oh, you're hating. Because, matter of fact, last night on the award, before I get into that, Snoop Dogg was on there, and they had honored him with, what was it, you know, one of those awards, because, you know, he's been around the hip-hop thing for years or whatever. So he made his little speech, so at, like kind of like going towards the end of his speech, he was like, oh, you know, we have to try to teach the youth that's coming up, and, you know, I'm going to be here for them if they, you know, they trying to bring their stuff out. I'm not going to be one of these. I don't want to be the, what he said, the old bitter rapper that don't want to see nobody shine. And I'm saying to myself, dog, listen, I mean, I get what he's saying, but it's not about not seeing them shine. It's just the fact that they're losing, just like you said, the authenticity. They're losing what hip-hop is about. And just like you said, if you got somebody writing rhymes for you, you just like you said, you're talking about something that you didn't live. You're taking somebody
yeah.
else's life, and you're putting it on well, CD or whatever, not wax, but they don't do that no more. But you're putting it out there, and this is not the lifestyle that you live in. Then that lifestyle that that person's lived, you're putting it out there, and then that, now you got these young impressionable kids saying, oh, so-and-so lives like that, so maybe I can. No, he don't live like that. That's
exactly.
Why I was kind of, that's why with Drake, like, that's why I was kind of like, when I started hearing him, and then when I started, like, like I said, you dog, you started off at on a show. Yeah, Degrassi, you was on the show. Yeah, like you was on the show in the wheelchair playing the token white black kid, like. And I'm you was playing the token white the just like you said, the non-threatening white kid. So how you go from that to now all of a sudden you down with Lil Wayne, all of a sudden you some. Oh, you got chicks and you got, you know, you got your girls and you got money and you this and you that. And then you went from, my thing is you went from that, and then now once you put that out there, now you want to tell the real story of how you was living on your next album. Now you're telling the real story of how you was living. You live in some place and you had your mother, well, even though your father was a drunk, but your mother and father was around and you was living in the house with your uncle. Dog, you got rappers that, yo, they was living in shelters. They living in the streets. Actually living in
mm-hmm.
the streets. So where are you coming from with that?
Well, because, listen, because it's been sissified. I gotta say,
right?
It's been listen. I remember. Listen, everybody has their. You know, hip hop is broken up into different genres. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have your backpackers. You know, years ago we had, like, the native tongue. We had underground. You had hardcore. You had the gangster rappers. Like, you had the intelligent. You know what I'm saying? You had different
conscious
facets
rap,
of
yeah.
it. Now, yeah, conscious rap. Now it's just stupid. There's only
right,
one
exactly.
thing going on. It's just stupid. And no one is really trying to make sense, because the sad part is, and it just goes into the work ethic. It's like, if you think you can step in the studio and get on the mic and I can sell and make a million records off of that, then not only are you stupid, but you're insulting the people that are sitting back listening. But then again, they're not really listening to what you're saying. They're just listening for the track.
Right.
A lot of people are not really listening to anymore, like the backpackers, you know what I'm saying, and the underground, what's left of it, you know what I'm saying, because it's still around.
Yeah.
They are listening to the lyrics of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that's why a lot of cats don't care about somebody else writing for them or whatever, because nobody's really, you know, they're listening, but they're not listening. They only listening
right.
when there's some beef going on. But once
mm-hmm.
again, you can't sit there and beef with somebody and make a track, a diss track, and you didn't even write it, or somebody helped you write it. Like, that's
right.
bullshit to me. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Listen, to a degree, you get props, but it stops. It stops somewhere. And you're not an MC. Don't call yourself a goddamn MC if you don't write your own shit. I don't care what
right,
anybody
absolutely.
Says.
Right, absolutely.
Like I said, the number's 347-324-3395. You rocking with the men. You dig bread and butter B. If you got something to say, then you goddamn say it. But ain't nobody. You are not an MC if you don't write your own shit. Simple and plain. I think that's it personal. And every time I was in school, I wrote. I give
right.
credit to those
but that's
who
you know what it is
because
they're not hung. Because they're not hung. You know, like I watch this show on TV called Unsung, and I hear about You know, they have sometimes they'll have like rappers here and there, and they talk about how, like I said, they were hungry. Not hungry as in. Well, yeah, they was hungry, starving, because a lot of them, like I said, a lot of them was homeless. A lot of them wanted to, you know, they wanted to get out on their own. A lot of them didn't have money for certain things. There's no hunger for the art anymore. There's no hunger for it because you know what? A lot of them are coming in, and they got money already. Or a lot of them are coming in off of hustle money. You understand what I'm saying? They're coming in off of that.
Yeah, but some of them don't even legitimately know how to really hustle.
Right.
And some of these are frauds. Like, I don't see. Like, listen, there always has been an element to the music, you know, of course, undeniably from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been some. But one thing that you can't really, like, kind of separate from it is the fact that, all right, let me stop bullshitting and come up Front Street. I used to, you know, everybody had their time in the day where they did little things in the street here and there. There's people that had to do it because
mm-hmm.
they felt they needed to do it, and then there was people that didn't have to do it. Now, I remember years ago, you used to have cats that sold drugs, and their mom and father and their mother and their daddy was buying them shit. What you in the
mm-hmm.
streets for, son? What you doing in the streets? Listen, you got two parents or a parent at home that cares about you and bust their ass and buy you shit. Why are you fronting?
Right.
You got
right.
the same
exactly.
thing going on. The same thing
yep.
going on here. These cats got everything, and they sitting back and they fronting and they talking all of this. Listen,
mm-hmm.
talk what you know, and I give you that respect. But
yep.
don't sit there and talk about a life that you ain't lived. And you expect somebody to find that okay. I'm not okay with that.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not okay with that at all.
And you know.
Caller, hold on. We got a caller. 5891,
okay.
You're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, people? This is the one and only Professor K-Dog.
Oh, what's up,
hey.
K-Dog? How's it going?
Hey, man.
How
what's
going
on?
Doing?
Hey,
going
man.
On,
doing
brother?
All right? Hey, man. Just chilling.
Bro,
just.
Listen.
Yeah,
I have to say something to you. I saw a post that you put up today about some news reporter saying something about people from Haiti eating trees. I don't know
Lord.
What that was all about, but that I'm sorry somebody even said something stupid like that.
Yeah,
that
yeah. Oh, there's more to come from me about that. I got a lot to say about that. I haven't begun to talk yet. I have not yet begun to talk.
Trust me. Yeah, she's a newscaster or something. Newscaster or something like I mean
yeah,
Weather Channel, Weather Channel.
Yeah, the Weather
yeah.
Channel is saying
weather
something
channel
stupid
chick.
Like that. That made no sense.
That's
made no
cool
sense.
Up, brother.
Hey man, just cool here up. just listen to the show and the one thing I just wanna say is that you know, coming from a different generation that listen to hip hop, I mean for me
mm-hmm.
I grew up at a time when hip-hop was first evolving. I mean, I can remember my first rap record was Run DMC's Sucker MCs. Not
mm-hmm.
Run DMC. That
okay.
was my first record. That was the first record I ever owned. But I could say this. Has hip-hop changed for the better? It's changed for the worse, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why for this is that a lot of people, you know, these record companies no longer own themselves. They're run by big corporations. And, you know, a lot
yep.
of people don't realize this, but they're
mm-hmm.
being bamboozled by these record companies to act like fools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say a record company gives you $300,000 cash advance on your record. Now, you go ahead and produce your record, but guess what? That money's not even your money. It's the record company's giving you that money.
No.
And it's there.
You got to yep. pay that back.
Yeah, you got to pay it back. But you know what it is? people are being paid to be clowns. And I mean, yeah. I saw some of the hip hop awards.
Oh, yeah.
I got turned off by it because you know what? Like I've said this before to a friend of mine, and he even agreed. You know, the days of step and fetch it, you know, people thought that all went away. But guess what? There's a new wave of it now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the rappers. Because you look at it, all right, check this designer cat.
Designer.
Coming out jumping.
See?
Coming out jumping like a stupid idiot, throwing the mic in the air. And you can't even
understand
what these rappers are saying.
He annoys the hell out of me. Oh, my God.
No, but you know what, Mika? I'm not going to lie. I'm talking to you right now, and I'm remembering it. I was cracking up. I didn't even hear the song because I was laughing. One time, I remember going to a party, and they started playing some, they call it rap. Now, people were jumping around like fools. I'm like, man, are you serious? You call this music? I just saw this man. I mean, you can't even understand what
these
people are saying.
What I tell you, Brother B., what I tell you, all you hear is panda, blah, 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 blah. That's all you hear afterwards. All you hear is the panda part, and everything else sounds horrible. Yep.
But you know what's
listen, I'm about to put a tape deck back in my talk. But
no,
that's
what I'm
going to
do. Because you know what? It's like hip hop. It's like you guys call that hip hop. I mean, people make brand us old and think that oh y'all no. At least back in the 90s.
Dudes,
that's what they call us. Haters,
they call us haters.
This is how I see it. I
kill
it, keeping it real.
Our music made sense. Our music
exactly because you know what? Look at in the wake of what's been going on with the police shootings. Back in the day, and Brother B, Mika, you could agree with me on this one.
Mika.
That's Big Red.
It's Big Red.
Oh, Big Red. Oh, my bad. My bad, Big Red.
I'm like,
oh,
I'm
my
not
bad,
Mika.
Big Red.
It's okay.
My bad, Big Red. But you know what? I'm just going to say this. Back in the day, dudes like KRS-One, Public Enemy, they would have been out there making songs about this. And you know, for me, and I'm glad.
Absolutely.
And you know what else, Brother B, you mentioned something earlier about the Native Tongues. Man, that was the coolest rap crew ever, man. I mean,
Yeah.
Tribe Called
Quest, the whole Native Tongue clique was Tribe Called Quest. You had
De La Soul.
Brothers.
The Jungle Brothers.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah, Moni Love.
Queen Latifah,
yeah,
Moni Love.
Yeah.
Black Sheep. Yeah,
Black Moon. You said it right.
Black Sheep.
Yeah.
No, Black
Moon.
No,
no, what?
Black Moon.
No, it was Black Sheep.
Was
Black
not
Moon
a part
was
of Native Tongue.
They were part of Duck Down. They were part of
Duck Down.
Even them.
That was our street.
You know
that was our street music.
Even Wu-Tang. When dudes came out, they made rhymes. It made you wanted to hear the music. But now these days, you're listening to the music, you get turned off.
Right.
I have to laugh.
Because everybody sounds the same. See, you know what I always say, and I always tell my sons the same thing. I said, you know what's so funny? I said, see, with our rappers, you knew who was who. Just like you said, you knew who was with who clicked and who was who. Now, I remember one time, it was like, this is 2006, I think it was maybe about 2008 or 9, and my son was listening to a song. So I said, "Oh my goodness!" I said, "Who's that? That's Lil Wayne. He got a new song out." My son was like, "No, that's Drake." I said, "Drake." I said, "You sound like Lil Wayne." I said, "What?"
And you know what's funny?
I said,
"Too many clowns." And these clowns these days are coming out, and I call them clowns that are coming out into the rap scene. Since when were you guys gangsters? Since when were you guys from the hood? I mean, really? Drake coming out talking he hood? Where?
Yep.
How were you hood when you were that wheelchair-bound kid on Degrassi High? Come on, man.
See?
Get off of it.
He was the token white kid, the token black kid.
Please, get off it. Y'all ain't gangster. Y'all ain't from the hood.
But y'all hating on us.
Because
no.
You know what? Mm-mm. Back in the day, you would come up and talk that hood stuff, you'd get jacked up.
Yeah.
You'd have real dudes come up and test you and say, "Your word, you hood." And
yep.
these rappers, you know what's funny? Some of them do get checked. You'll have real hood dudes come and check you and be like, oh, word.
Yeah, look at the game. The game, see, and that's the thing. They don't realize that some of these older rappers are like hood dudes, like real hood dudes, and they don't
yeah.
play that. They don't play that at all.
Well,
like, Ghostface
well,
Killer had
could,
to come at
could,
one of them, and I'm like, yo,
listen,
that's a real
listen,
hood dude.
Listen,
don't play with him.
Listen, let me tell you some facts. Years ago, whether it was in the park, from Queensbridge to Astoria to Ravenswood to Flushing to Left Rack to Harlem, we used to cipher. And, of course, the cipher was a group of individuals in a circle,
mm-hmm.
and that took turns,
yeah.
spitting. You know, a cipher was also, you know, a discussion amongst individuals as well. But we used to cipher.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was in front of the bodega, you know, wherever, you know, we would do it. But the whole thing is, if there was people there that knew your background, your pedigree, and they heard you spit and you tried to say something that you weren't about, then you would get checked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't
yep.
come in a cipher and talk some shit that you weren't, like, you couldn't be, if you wasn't about that life, then you can't come in and talk about it because then you fake.
Exactly.
But now fake is okay.
Oh,
and
yeah, you could be fake as much as you want.
I can't understand that. I can't. How
does
fake become okay?
Yep. No, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you what's going on with the music industry. It's an image. You got to sell that image. The buffoonery, you got to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you sell it, that's when they're going to make you more popular. It's going to make you
yeah,
popular amongst the masses.
You're out there looking stupid in front of everybody.
Exactly. They pay you to be
yep.
stupid. That's why I say this. That whole thing that people think that, oh, those stereotypes are long gone. Well, guess what? There's a new wave of them. Because
exactly.
the record industry
exactly,
is bamboo. they're using you as a guinea pig. And you're
yep.
stupid enough thinking, yeah, I'm getting that money. No, you're not. You're not touching
look,
that money. That money ain't yours.
Look what they did to Bobby Shmurda. That's what they did to this dummy jackass. And, oh,
exactly.
You put that rap out. Oh, yeah, come on in, stupid nigga. Come on in here and dance
yeah.
on top of the table and do all of that. And what they do, lock your stupid ass up afterwards. Exactly. Exactly. And they ain't learn from that? Exactly.
Nope. No, yeah, these young guys out
because
here
now
that think
they
like, listen.
They're using your words against you.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? Some of these guys are never. And I don't wish this on them. And I'm not trying to hate. I'm not trying to put anybody down. You're not going to be the next Jay-Z. Jay-Z's
nope.
been there, done that already. Jay-Z sold 1 million records. Jay-Z made himself.
Yep.
You're not going to be the next Diddy. Diddy been there already. He sold himself. He made himself the man he is
mm-hmm.
now. You're not going to be
well,
great.
You know why? Listen, somebody who
yeah.
I was watching an interview with Ludacris, and he said it the best. He said he was thankful that he came up in a time where you can actually sell 3 million records and get money off of it. Now
no.
they're giving out deals where you're not really making money off of, you know, off of your sales. You got to go out there and really either you independent or you got to hustle up on your own. And the whole thing is this. He's right. Years ago,
yes.
they were giving you good
mm-hmm.
content because they realized your worth and they realized
mm-hmm.
your talent. Now it's not about talent. It's just about, well, could you say a couple of things that seem to make sense and put it and flow
mm-hmm.
over a beat?
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you can do
and
that.
And what beat?
Then, okay. $1 million. It's insulting
like,
to the listener.
And it's the same beat over and over.
Kills,
like,
and
every
you know
song,
what? It kills. And they
every
say
song.
The same.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, every song sounds the same. Like, every song has the same exact beat. Every song. It's ridiculous.
Oh, guess what? But Big Red, it gets even more hectic than that. I could tell you. They say the same thing 3 times.
Yes.
Throughout the whole
exactly.
song. The same
horrible.
Thing 3 times. Man, I was listening to Hot 97. I couldn't stop laughing, man, because if you want me to laugh, Play some of today's hip hop. That's comedy for me. That's comedy.
Yeah, it's hard. And then on
good.
The radio, I don't
listen
even
to
listen
radio?
To the radio.
No, I. Yeah, you know what? And that's why I rather listen to my Pandora, because you know what? I can listen to my 90s hip hop and I'm good. But
yes.
Other than that, if I listen to the stuff they have out now, I'm like, are
yes, because they play
you know,
the same song over. Like they play it, and within maybe 10, 20 minutes, they're playing the same song again.
Yeah, and like
yeah,
you,
because
and like
cause
I said,
because people are paying for play, they're paying for consistent play, and it's like you turn around and you play the same song 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day. All of a sudden, next you know, well, I didn't like it this morning, but I kind of like it now.
Yeah, I like
you know
it.
What?
Yeah, you
I'm
know
just
what I'm
gonna say this. I'm just gonna say this. I don't miss the clubs at all. I don't miss going to the clubs because you know why? To hear that trash in the club. And you know what? It's the young people. Because you know what? In our day, at least the rappers made sense. And like you were saying earlier about this whole thing with the tight pants. I mean, come on, man. Your nuts got to breathe, bro. Are you serious? Dude. I mean, if those pants could get
they don't have
tighter, man, if you... I bet you if they lay a big one, that bad boy would probably explode.
But guess what? They're not even just wearing the tight pants. They're wearing dresses.
I'm not trying to discriminate against anybody, but the masculinity in hip hop is all gone.
Exactly.
Gone
that's
now.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just was telling Brother B about the young man. I forgot which rapper it is, but he has a CD cover, and he's wearing a dress and a hat, like a Gone with the Wind type of thing. And I'm like, are you serious? Are you goddamn serious?
First of all, I remember you would get your ass beat if you wore anything
that,
you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And like, I'm like, and there's nothing, see, somebody will turn around and say, oh, why can't he wear a dress? Oh, you must be anti-gay. All right, stop that bullshit. I'm not anti, you know what I'm saying? I'm just anti- Leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone. I'm anti-bullying.
I'm anti-bullying.
But don't sit
because
here
you
and
know
say,
what?
Because somebody has on a dress, I'm anti-something. Yo, listen, no. Unless you're Scottish or something like that, then you can wear a kilt. But don't come to me with some wearing some dress
right.
And then get on the microphone and talk gay.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
And that's the thing. I'm waiting for that to happen.
That's like me going to Jack LaLanne with a goddamn cheeseburger and some fries on the treadmill talking about, yeah, I'm going to work out today. I'm going to work that out.
You know what's, you
yeah,
know what's
right.
bad
you
about it? Back in the day, dudes used to get, you know what, back in the day, if you got on the stage and did that, you'd get jacked. You would get jumped.
Mm.
And plus,
wait a minute, the infamous situation, PM Dawn and KRS-One.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. PM Dawn was on stage, and KRS-One came on stage, took his mic and snuffed him, and then took his show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that was back in 93.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
So you couldn't come on because KRS-One was like, yo, that's not hip-hop.
That's not hip-hop.
Yeah. And it's not. It wasn't.
It was doing pop. Right.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like PM Dawn. But
same here.
You don't want a rapper. You're not a rapper.
You're not.
Right.
You know what it is? People are taking rap into like a whole different level. That's pop. Drake is not rap.
No.
Drake does not rap. He's pop.
No, he's not.
And you know,
yep.
As much as people could say like this, oh, you're old. That you're not old. You have a knowledge of the music. There's no more creativity in hip-hop anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more originality. Everybody wants to sound the same. There's no more beat coming out of it.
Let me ask you this. Why are we considered haters? Because we don't listen to the new music.
We're not going with the flow. We're not going with
the
norm.
We're not going with the nonsense.
I just told Brother B that Snoop Dogg had said something similar to that. He's like, gave him a reward and he was doing a speech. And he was like, oh, well, we need to help the ones that's coming up in the rapping. Oh, I don't want to be one of these old bitter rappers. The rappers hating on. I said, oh my God. I was like, Snoop Dogg, stop it. Like, come on, man. Like, you
are
know
you
what
serious?
The like, you know what the yeah. That's what he's. I'm telling you. He was like, I don't want to be one of these old bitter rappers. I don't want to sound like one of these
no
old
one's being
bitter
old
rappers.
Bitter. Nobody's being bitter. I'm not being bitter. I have nothing bitter about
it. It's not bitter. The stuff is garbage. It's garbage.
It is.
Yeah,
call it
exactly.
It is. It's
not
I
even
call it
there's,
as
not,
it is.
There's no way you can chase it. It's not making sense. It's not together. It's just simple and plain. It's garbage.
I'm just speaking
you know what
knowledge
saying?
Because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. For me growing up in hip-hop, I remember back in the day when Big Daddy
uh-huh.
Kane came out with something, we were listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When KRS-One and the Boogie Down Productions came out with something, we were listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Even
exactly.
when Public Enemy, and Public Enemy, you know what it was? And that's another thing that's missing in hip-hop. Where are the message rappers?
You have them, Common, but they don't want to listen
Common,
to him.
Yeah, but
no one wants to
exactly.
listen to Common because
nobody wants to hear
him. Right, and Common
exactly.
is as real as it gets.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you know what?
Yeah.
Back
oh,
in the
yeah.
day, back in the day,
well, hold on,
people
hold on.
Used to be like,
hold on, brother. Hold on, King
yeah.
Dog. Caller 4727, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Not much, man. Just getting into the conversation late. You know, I guess it's an important conversation, man. But I guess we're going to get to the root of this. It all starts with us creating another genre of music and allowing other people to control the production and distribution
mm-hmm.
of that music.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
at that point, they can determine what gets pushed and what doesn't. And before you know it, we start watering down our art in order to make the charts and make certain sales and get a certain billing. And because of that, you kind of ruin the art form. So that's kind of how we run through every art form, and then they eventually take that one over. So you go back to rock and roll, blues, R&B, whatever you want to name, that's always been the game. We allowed other people to control that music. So
exactly.
music now, I mean, it ain't really no different. It's bad music out there now, but it's good music too. Jasari X is out there, Dead Prez is out there, Big Crit is out there. So there's positive
but
rappers
you know what,
too,
but
and there's people
shame,
who listen
brother?
To them.
But
you know what?
You know what's people are not listening.
They're not
to
getting
them.
Light.
Yeah,
they're not
listening. They don't want to
hear
it.
And you know what? And there's another
because
thing.
They're not being promoted. They're not being promoted.
And,
no
and guess what?
Knows
you know what else
too? That exists.
There's something else that's going on. A lot of record executives are not listening to that because you know
mm-hmm.
what? They appreciate all the negativity. They
mm-hmm.
want all the nonsense. They want to continue to bamboozle. And, brother, I hear what you're saying about changing the music because they've done it before. With jazz, blues, rock and roll, they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're
all
doing it to hip-hop. But then after, people don't see it that way. All these dudes see is, yo, man, I'm about to get paid. No, you're not getting paid. They'll snatch that money right out of your hands without you even noticing.
Yep.
Yeah, but they might be getting paid, but they're not getting paid what it's worth. So that's
exactly.
another genre of music that has created billions of dollars revenue. It's a global music. It's all over the world, and we're sitting here with a little chunk of change from it when we really should have the majority of it. But to your
mm-hmm.
other point, though, the one thing I disagree with on that is these labels look at the dollar first. They're greedy enough
mm-hmm.
to sell Public Enemy. They're greedy enough to sell X-Clan. So if the dollar is coming, they'll do it. And I think that the negative music that goes on right now is based on what people most closely relate to. So if you're talking about things that people are relating to right now, that are going on right now, then people are going to, you know, they're gonna jump to it. Common hasn't sold records in a long time because the things he's talking about, most people who listen to the music don't relate to it in that same form. So there's
yeah.
that, too.
But
our
see, that's the sad
really
thing
different.
About it.
But that's
the sad thing about it. And my thing is this: how are we supposed to connect with our young people? Like, how are we supposed to connect with them if you don't even take the time out to listen to people, or the people that you're listening to are not telling you are not promoting what's going on right now? You understand? It's just a sad situation, and these young people don't think these things affect them because nobody is telling them that it affects them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
their own
that's
peers.
A crazy part. That's
right,
a crazy
their own
part.
Peers, like
right
their
now,
own...
No, I was just going to say we're in a real historical moment right now when you consider the amount of protests, the amount of people who understand the racist system that we're in and figuring things out. So there's a real big space for a lot of positive artists to come out and explain some of these things to these kids.
You're absolutely right.
And they'll get that same feeling we got when we were kids and we heard Pete or, you know, Jungle Brothers or whatever. I mean, think about Native Tongue.
Yeah.
Like you had multiple groups who were selling popular and people were listening and understanding. Hell, we went from wearing African medallions to change.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what does that say?
But see, that's the thing. But see, that's my thing. Nobody wants to be in a group. My thing is, even when you look at R&B. Remember, we had R&B groups like 112, Jagged Edge, Drew Hill.
You don't have that
now. Nobody does. That's my thing. Nobody wants
people,
to get together and do anything.
Thing.
Everybody
this
wants
is,
to be on their own.
And you know what it is right now? If you look at
the music, mm-hmm.
there's no unity in that. There's
nope.
none of that because everybody's out to make – everybody's like, I'm going for mine.
Yep.
There's no
absolutely.
Love before music.
You know what?
Because you know what? They're making music just to make money.
Well, you know
what? But that's also a metaphor for our community right now. Our community is individualistic, doesn't think as a group, and is moving on the I got mine, you get yours, and if you ain't got yours, F you. So that music is kind of a metaphor for what we're doing.
Listen, back in the days, I remember from Word Up magazine – to the few weeks, to other ones out there, you can have somebody from the Native Tongue taking a picture with Rakim or Big Daddy Kane or Kool G Rap. Like there was, even though everybody had their own genres, everybody
was still united
in the music.
Right.
There was unity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now it's all over the place. Call it 3054. You're on the air with the menu. I think this is Hot Rod. This is Hot Rod.
I'm in love with the coco.
I'm in love with the coco.
I got baking soda. Baking soda. Everybody, let's go.
Look at the back of the rim.
And you know what?
Yeah, figure
it out. That song right there. The video alone, I just couldn't get with it, man. I just, like, really, like, this is what we're being reduced to?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
And this is what these kids, and let me tell you something.
It makes money.
And this is what these young kids are singing.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Sorry to interrupt you guys, but me, Anitra B, and Sean Black was in the radio, or was listening to the radio Sunday, Hot 97. And I'm like, wait a minute, they were playing some song by Chainsmokers. Wasn't Hot 97 an R&B, a hip-hop station at one time?
Yeah.
Is it just me, or all these radio stations are playing the same music over and over? Like, there's no genre anymore.
Yeah.
No?
No.
All they chasing is ad money. Whatever the ad money tells them
mm-hmm.
to put on the playlist, that's what they're going to put on the playlist.
Exactly.
Yeah. But let's not get too high on our high horse, though, because remember, we was listening to Dos Effects at one time, and our parents were looking at us like, what the hell is he saying? What are they talking about? Or your father yelling at you. That ain't nothing but James Brown. That ain't nothing but Parliament. Y'all ain't got
but
no.
But you know what?
Like,
see, that's my point.
Shit.
See, let me tell you something. That's my point.
And once again,
I have two sons that listen to. You know, they can listen to their music, but I had to explain that to them also. I told them, I said, listen. I said, even your grand. I told them your grandmother. I said, even some of the music she would say certain things like, oh, that music is this, that, and other. But guess what? Our music has samples. James Brown. You know, all those old artists and probably any other old artists that were on those albums. And guess what? My mother would be like, oh, my goodness, that's James Brown. That's I like this song. But then she'll start to like the song because of the sample. These songs don't have no samples in it.
Not at all.
Even if they don't have samples, the thing is, some of them just don't make sense.
Young kids slang ain't gonna ever make sense to elders. The same thing happened to us. But the sister raised a good point though when she brought up the samples, because that gave you historical legacy. Because now, okay, you want to see where the sample came from. Now you do want to hear that James Brown record. Now you want to know? Okay, damn. That
you know
really,
what's so funny?
I didn't know about this.
I was listening to I was listening to what's that song? Oh, Hold It Now by the Beastie Boys. I had to go back because, and I've been listening to that song for years. I said, you know what? Let me see what the sample is to that song. It's I'm about the name of the group, but the song is called Your Mama. Your Mama's Calling You. Anyway, go to your mama. But it has that. It was the Beastie Boys. I said, oh man, I said I like that. I said, no wonder my mother used to like that song.
And even when, but you know what? But that's when,
that's when music was
the
real.
Creativity. We flipped samples. You know, cats wrote their rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a creative process. Like I said, I'm a person who used to write. I do not appreciate the people. I'm not knocking the hustle of the ghostwriter, but I do not appreciate someone calling themselves an MC and you don't write your own shit. Because like I said, I remember many times.
Technology.
They ain't talking about it. Because you know what? There's times where I saw one cat get smacked because somebody said, yo, that's not some shit that you wrote. Don't come over here. So, yo, it got real. Like, they took that shit serious. Like, it was really serious. Now
right, and they don't
joke.
Take it serious.
And I don't appreciate the joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there was cats that was really like, listen, either we going to the NBA or we going to the NFL or we going to the microphone. It's only one way. It's only a couple of ways to get out of these streets. They weren't thinking about
and you know what?
Else, but NBA, NFL, or that mic.
The only time they
so
take
they
it
took,
serious is when
they
do it for
serious.
When they want to show up for social media, because I remember at one time Drake and somebody else had got into it, and he's, oh, you ghostwrite. Or Meek, I think it was Meek Mills or somebody. Oh,
yeah, Meek Mills.
Somebody ghostwrite for you and this, that. So, but they only do that to show off for social media. Because it's a joke after that.
But listen, the thing that I find so insulting about it today is like years ago, you got cats that were not graduating high school, and they was chasing his microphone. And then somebody had to say, wait a minute, how the hell does this high school dropout, how does he put these words together? How does he and she, how are they able to do this, but yet they can't finish high school or they can't do that? And see, so if you look at the other end of it, they had to take the threat out. They had to dumb it down. Because we were educating ourselves in other ways other than going to a goddamn school.
Remember too, this is pre-internet, pre-social media. So you take it back to its African origins of the drum, meaning you could translate things across the nation. So I'm hearing about what's going on in the East Coast, in the Midwest. I'm hearing about what's going on down south in the West Coast, and I ain't even been there yet as a young teen. So we spread that information. And look, man, we got to talk about the miracle that it is. Some young dudes picked up these samplers and old records and created a genre of music that billions on the planet listen to. Like the genius of our people that we really don't even look at the astonishment that we should. Every movie and TV show you look at now, even commercials, you're in hip-hop or some form of hip-hop.
We created
all of this out of nothing.
Target,
man. Like,
is good for that, boy.
You
ain't
right.
Target commercials
right,
on the scene, and they're using every little rap song that they can find to use it on it.
Just
to sell their father. But you know what? But they don't want to give us the respect.
No, they don't want
to consider it an art form.
The sad part is,
you got other people in other countries that are non-black that are doing break dancing and hip hop, and they think that they better at it than us. But when you look at it in retrospect, they're taking it more serious than we are.
Yep,
and it's supposed
way
to be
serious.
So, brother B, you say that we're lazy?
No, I just say some of us have lost their way.
We just didn't know to function as a group, so they pulled the same hustle on us. Same way they stole the music from the other generations, they stole it from us. So they got the A&R jobs, they got the job for distribution, they got the job for production, who can pack an arena and all that other stuff. Oh, just think about how many jobs hip hop has created over this past 30 years, and think about how many people who look like us have those jobs.
And you know, Hot Rod, in a way, I think it is. I think it is laziness. I think it is laziness because these young people don't want to work. Like I said, they're not hungry. They don't want to work for nothing. They just want to say, "Let me say a couple of things on the track, and guess what? He gives me money for it." They don't want to work for it. Like I said, our people of our, back in our day, they was hungry. A lot of them was homeless, living in shelters and stuff like that.
Many of
us hungry
today. Let me just say this. Many of us back in the day were creative. We created art.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did back in the day. But we're not doing that.
Because
we were
hungry.
We were hungry.
Because you know
why?
Listen.
The love of the
art has gone out the window.
Mm-hmm.
There's no love for
the
art.
Well, because you know what? But you know what else was going out the window? Listenership. Because not everybody's really listening to lyrics anymore.
Nope.
That's why cats is getting away with getting on the mic and
saying whatever, and
they're getting away with not listening.
Nicki Minaj, please, that chick's been whacked from the
But see, that's what I said. She was eye candy. That's why a lot of my friends, that's why we were like, she's whack. Of course the young boys and the men going to like her because she's eye candy. But otherwise, she wasn't saying anything.
Because you know what?
And that's why we would get upset.
Anyway. Yep, give me MC Light. Give me a chick that could rip the mic. Give me MC Light. Give me Queen Latifah.
Give me
Moni
Love. Moni
Love,
Salt and Pepper. Are you kidding me?
Give me Yo-Yo.
Exactly.
They would tear you into shreds.
I
would
say
but that's exactly.
And Afro Puff.
So, do y'all guys answer this question earlier? Is hip hop dead now?
Huh? Of course it is.
Hip hop dead?
Yeah.
It's dead, man. It's dead. It sure is.
Since Lil Wayne stepped on the scene.
You know what?
Listen,
the commercial aspect of it is all that we see now, but there are still people out there.
That's
trying
correct.
To keep the flame lit. Like I said, and they're underground.
Underground cats.
They've been forced
the
underground.
Underground
you got a lot of underground cats. You got a lot of backpackers that are still, like Joel Ortiz, nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't front on cats that are like, and he's just the name one for right now, but, and Big Pun Son. Big Pun Son is underground. He's tearing it up too. So
yeah, I heard him. Yeah, he's nice.
Hip hop is not dead. The art of it is not dead. But right now, it's just commercial. It's been commercialized, and that's all you're going to hear is the commercial aspect of it.
In a very bad way.
You know, if you're about really listening to lyrics and metaphors and all this and that, like the way you, then boom, you have to go underground. You have to go the backpack way. But I mean, I can't lie. You still got artists like T.I. out there. That's doing it.
Yeah.
You got artists like Common, you know what I'm saying, that's out there still doing it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar. You got some people out there that's still doing it.
J. Cole.
He came a long way. You know what I'm saying? I like J. Cole, but they get overshadowed. Because, see, J. Cole was one way, but then when he started to change and go another route, you know, it seemed like J. Cole just became like, oh, okay. You know, the industry and companies went
right.
To see
they
like
did
the
same thing to Kid, but they did the same thing to Kendrick. When he started going in that other direction, then all of a sudden it's like, we don't really want to listen to him anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they started making it, and it's sad that
exactly.
it's like that.
Yeah,
I'm calling.
It's sad that it's like that. It's horrible.
Call the 4727. What's your name, brother?
Naj, man.
All right, brother. Listen, because we got less than 90 seconds left. Yeah, we got less than a minute left. Listen. Brother, thank you for calling in. Hot Rod, K-Dog, Big Red.
Hey, man.
This has been a very, very great, you know, episode. We need to have more like this again. You know, thank everybody for calling in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
no
it.
Hey,
thank
you for letting me on, man. Appreciated that, man. That
all right, man.
Fun.
Thanks,
hey, call anytime, brother. We're going to be on every Thursday. You know, just tonight.
Every Wednesday.
We're going to start on Thursday.
No problem.
Every Thursday. Okay.
All
right. Yeah. Every
all right.
All right, y'all. Good
night, everyone.
Again, have a good night.
Later,
everybody,
man.
Be blessed. Another
all right.
Episode.
Take care, guys.
Peace night. Out.
Bye. All right.
Peace out.
All right,
good night.
Night.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.